Emily Rogers-Spink, thank you very much for taking part in This Week in Politics. It wasn't that long ago that you were actually in the hot seat, so this is a different hot seat. We're conducting this interview at Sullivan House because of works that are ongoing at the radio station right now. Yeah. But thanks again for stepping in. So it wasn't that long since you were in the radio going over some areas of your portfolio, including telecoms work and upcoming work. So really, I mean, you were saying that not much has kind of progressed since then, so we'll kind of recap some of those points and see if there have been any movement on any of them.
Certainly, yes. Yeah.
And maybe start off with the report and the telecoms work. Connected Falklands wrote an open letter to the Falkland Islands government about the upcoming work that's planned, about the future of telecoms, and handed notice in to SHUR by a year and a half time away. That letter spoke about a lot of work that's ongoing with FIG liaising with UK government departments, the St Helena government, the Space Agency of the UK, etc. I just wanted to go back and ask how all of that ties into the initial report that was completed by Cambridge MC as part of the paid tender work. And I'm just wondering, that report was handed in January, I think, or the start of this year. I just want to know kind of what was the outcome of that report.
Yeah, that report was considered by EXCO, I think, in March of this year. And those findings of that report were taken forward, and there is now a working group within FIG that is putting together the proposed future for telecoms, and they are still working on that. They're still getting some further information, and I'm informed as of last week that there will be a report to EXCO in August to make some decisions about the future of telecoms and the way in which it's run in the Falklands.
And this is about potential areas and potential items to put into the tender?
Yes, I think this is in order to work out what the structure should be for the provision of telecoms in the future, whether or not it should be an open tender for a company to run it, whether or not it should be a joint venture with the government, and who should own the assets, etc. And those points should be made in that EXCO paper for decision in August.
But is that Executive Council paper going to be open for the public to see, or is that one going to be a closed one, like the one that contained the original report?
I suspect it won't, because it'll probably also include things such as notice periods and whether or not we're going to initiate a notice with SHUR, and but I think hopefully after that we will start seeing some movement on the future of telecoms, and I'm sure there'll be a press release, even if we can't release the whole of the paper because of the confidentiality of some bits of it.
And this timeline, this process, and the fact that the papers are closed, and the fact that it's been quite a while now since the report was kind of finished and handed in.
Yes.
This was all raised as concerns by the Connected Falklands group, and about whether or not, you know, that work will be completed in time for notice being handed in. Is that a concern of yours at all? Do you think that that's enough time?
It's a concern of mine. We raised it with the acting chief executive this morning. I know I'm concerned that we need to get on with this work, and we need to get on with it, you know, with a certain degree of urgency. Because every day that ticks by, we're paying a very large subsidy to SHUR at the moment, that it extends that period. So, yes, we need to get on with this work.
Telecoms was prioritised along with hydrocarbons by the last Assembly. Does that prioritisation work?
Well, certainly there were only five of us around the table this morning, but I think we all in this Assembly see the same sort of priority for telecommunications. So, yes, I mean, I think we all expressed our concerns that we need to get on with this work. Obviously, you know, it's easy for us to say this is a priority. It's much harder to do all the work and get the work together. But we are pressurising officers to get that work done and get that into an EXCO paper so that we can make some decisions about the future of telecoms.
So I mentioned there that the Chief Executive's open response to the Connected Falklands group spoke about the different organisations that FIG is in contact with to help progress this work. Was it envisioned, was it part of the plan to be in touch with those bodies from the very beginning? Or was that a direct outcome of the pre-market engagement report completed by CMC?
I think a combination of both and opportunities that might arise. So okay. I think it's been helped by the CMC report, but also by other actions that where we've seen it necessary because of Centrelina and Ascension, with their experience in the recent past, it's been worthwhile discussing with them the way forward.
Hindsight's a wonderful thing. Was that something that was looked at in the beginning?
Not particularly. I mean, and particularly with things like IP addresses and being able to dial internationally, etc. You know, those are things that have arisen with Ascension's experience of taking over telecoms in Ascension Ireland, and we would wish to avoid those sorts of things happening in the Falklands.
And of course, there's been a lot of activity with, with a company, an American company, putting online that they had deals to have a cable and make an Antarctic gateway, a satellite gateway in the Falkland Islands, as well as kind of some rumours being that there might be surveying for fibre optic cables running from various places in South America. But is that kind of work something that you see included in the future of the Falkland Islands, teaming up with other countries close by to run shared resources?
I'm not sure whether or not we team up with companies close by to have shared resources. And, you know, we get approached by lots of different people with ideas for the future. But we certainly will be taking those on board and inviting people when they tender, certainly, I think, to put ideas forward as to how we can make the most of telecommunications down in the Southwest Atlantic.